Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Magazine and broadcast. And we're putting together people who are household names and visionaries with those that are on the rise. And I am so excited today because with me I have Sid Hoffman. Sid is an international health and wellness speaker, author, and coach. She specializes in helping people tweak what they eat and how they exercise to decrease fatigue. Sid has began exercising at the age of 40. Today, at a youthful age of 55, she's committed to keeping her body at her optimum fitness level, and nothing can get in her way. She practices what she preaches by eating six incredibly healthy meals each day, and including strength, cardio, and flexibility activities in her well-balanced weekly fitness plan. Sid has an abundance of energy and is ready to share it with us today. She summited to Mount Kilimanjaro at age 50, and she is the author of the book, All Day Energy, 101 Ways to Boost Your Energy Now. Sid, welcome. Thank you so much for bringing your wisdom and your energy to us today.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Well, Sid, I really have to ask you, you're doing so much, the fabulous work for all ages, but particularly for women like us that are on, you know, the sunshine later side of life. And I'm just wondering, like, how did you get started and really have this be all about your passion and purpose to bring energy into life of women of all ages, but particularly women that are approaching more retirement age and their golden years?
Well, I was a classroom teacher and an elementary school principal. And as I was approaching 40, my body looked great, but I didn't have a lot of energy, but all my kids did. I would be out in the playground playing with the kids, and they would be so energetic, and I just decided that I wanted that energy, and I decided to do it, and I worked for it, and it all happened, and then I wanted to share all the things that I learned with everybody else, and it has just evolved in the last 15 years. I've been sharing so much information and learning a lot, and it's really kept me accountable, and that's why I started it. And now I feel more incredible each day.
Now, that's so great to be able to do it for yourself and then give that contribution of what you've experienced and what you know is wisdom on how to make it happen for you to the rest of the world. So if you were to give us some top tips on how to really boost our energy, what would they be?
I think the first tip is to move for 10 minutes each day. When you move for at least 10 minutes a day, you are creating 2 hours of energy in your body. So I think that's probably the most important tip I can give you. Another really important tip is to start eating 5 to 6 small meals per day. We do our body a big injustice when we do 3 meals and we overdo it, or we start our breakfast late in the morning, or we skip breakfast completely. So our body really needs to be in high gear, and the way we're in high gear is to eat a lot of small mini meals. So those are my two favorites.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, those are relatively simple for everyone to be able to do, and yet so productive in what it brings about in our life and the change it brings about in our day. So thank you so much for that. You know, I know that you have shared some amazing and more, more detailed tips in your book, All Day Energy, 101 Ways to Boost Your Energy Now. What prompted you to write your book?
Well, friends and family have described me as someone who has boundless energy, so I decided to use some of that early morning energy before the gym is open and before anybody would run with me in the morning and start writing. And I just started writing, and I realized I loved it. I love sharing the tips, and I'm a real practical person, so the tips just kind of flowed without a lot of fluff in it. So it's really just evolved. I tried to include some inspirational quotes and some affirmations because as a woman, I enjoy reading information, but I also enjoy having a place to jot some notes and hear some positive words. So it just kind of evolved as something to do early in the morning while my whole family was asleep, and I'm glad I stuck with it.
Well, we are too. just packed full of really valuable information. And I understand that it is divided into like four different segments that you think are various different areas that we need to pay attention to really live life to full energy. So could you share with us a little bit about each of those segments and why they're so important?
I would be happy to. One of the most important segments that people forget about is sleep. And it's important to get enough rest. It doesn't matter how you get the rest. If if you're a power napper in the afternoon, that's great. If you can get continuous hours at night, somewhere between 6 and 8 hours. But the thing about sleep is it's the hardest thing to give you sleep tips. You have to really kind of play with it. You have to play about the temperature of the room. Perhaps electronics keep you from relaxing. Perhaps you need some lavender in your room. The aromatherapy will relax you. Some people, caffeine or alcohol really affects their sleep, especially women. I'm meeting more and more women who have one drink sometime during the day, and it plays havoc with their sleep at night, even many hours later. So I would say figure out what works for you in the way of sleep. Maybe you're the kind of person who needs a 200-calorie meal before sleep, like a banana or 2 tablespoons of almond butter. It's a great thing before bed. Maybe you have to journal to reduce your stress that way. So whatever is going to work for you for sleep, I feel it's real important to eat well and have a clean diet. And there's lots of great advice in my book, as well as I'm happy to help anyone with tweaking what they eat. I don't want people to eat food that tastes like cardboard. I want them to eat real food, live food, makes you feel more alive. So I talk about that. The third area that I think is really important is to move your body. And I think it's really important to do a combination of different kinds of activities during the week so that you're not pounding your body with one activity. It's important to include cardio, some strength training, and some flexibility and balance like stretching or yoga. And the last area that, you know, may be the most important is your mental outlook. It's important to have gratitude in your life, something that makes you happy, some type of activity where you're following your passion. If you do the sleep and you got that down pat and you do the exercising and you have such a clean eating diet, but you're not happy, you're not going to have energy. So it's kind of a balance of all four. I always think of it as a square. All the sides are equal, and if you don't have one side of the square, it's not a square.
Oh, really important. So it's really a matter of developing balance between all of those things and incorporating them into your daily life as just a part of what you do, how you live, right?
That is true. And it doesn't take long, about 21 to 30 days to form a habit. So, and you don't do it all at once. You start small, you make small changes. At our house, we talk about the 10% solution. About every 10 days, we try a new food or we try a new hobby or a small activity that we've never tried before. So every 10 days, so about 3 times a month, you're trying something new. So you don't overdo it, because if you try to do too much at once, you're not going to do anything.
Oh, that is so true. That's such a really, really important tip. So, you know, you use the book to get the message, your message out to the world. How did you get your book out there, and how did you get your message out there in general, so that, you know, it's really magical, so people could start identifying with it and start really approaching you as the expert you are to help them with the idea of creating an energetic and full life?
I think it really became a word of mouth effort. I helped one mom at school many years ago decide how to finally take off pounds that were driving her crazy. She really felt like she was a mom that was taking care of the whole world but not taking care of herself. And that's how I think it started. I just said, come into my office every Tuesday. That's the day we pick. And we just kind of chit-chatted, and every week we kind of gave her a little bit more. And all those ideas really helped her in a manageable way to start taking care of herself. Then I started writing some of those things down. She told the whole world how good she felt, and more women were coming to me. And it sort of became just a grassroots project. And right now, I have people sometimes coming to my house. Probably about 2 weekends a month, we have people here at the house who we do a house immersion. So you spend 3 days with me, and you play, you eat, you hug, you learn how to shop. Or I'll come to other people's houses, and it's really just, I really don't even advertise anymore. I met someone on an airplane, and we started talking, and she's one of my people. She lives in Oklahoma, so we Skype every week. It's so much fun for me that I can't wait to, I look forward to my calls or my immersions or my retreats. It's really a hoot.
Oh, that is so great. You're obviously doing what you love, and it's really important work because it's getting the word out there to others so that they can live, a really energetic, full, and healthy, happy life. So what did you learn while writing your book? Was there anything in the way of personal lessons that you learned during the process?
Oh, boy. I had newfound respect for anyone starting a project that is huge. I learned a lot about discipline. I learned a lot about sticking with something, because there's a lot of projects that I've tried in my life that have worked, and there's projects that haven't. And I learned about leading with joy. I didn't want to write a book that was not something I enjoyed. There were a lot of other topics that have been thrown out at me. My husband did all this research and said, oh, this is a real popular topic, you know, try this. And I said, nope, this is it. This is what I'm going to write about. And if it's just my family who buys the book, then that's going to be perfect, because this is my passion. But it's really gotten crazy. The book just came out April of 2012, and it's been very well received. And I am having a ball traveling around the world, talking on radio and TV and being in print, doing what I love. And I hope everybody finds that passion and gets to do what they love, because it is so rewarding. And I think that's one of the things I learned about the book. Just, it doesn't really matter what the outcome is. Just enjoy the process. Be disciplined and have fun.
Wow, that's so great. And truly, if you're doing what you love and are passionate about, the attraction factor is going to be there for people to find you who are really searching for your message when it's authentic. I mean, they come to you, and as we did. And I think, you know, it makes for the very best thing you can possibly put out there in the world as far as a message.
And it's true. And I'm unfortunately, I see so many people that are doing things that they're not happy about, and it's the wrong thing. It's just, you know, find the joy. Even if you have to pretend to get through your day, find whatever the part you can be grateful for and happy, and then be on your path looking for the thing that really you can do to make it that you're, you know, following your passion.
Mm. Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't know, I find this true for myself, but don't you find that the things that you're passionate about come almost effortlessly?
I agree. Yep, those are the things that you continue to do, and you don't have to fight with, and you make the time for. And that's why I think that if you start small, you can actually enjoy exercising and eating well. They can become your passion as well. Even though you might think, oh, you know, I'm never going to like drinking water, I'm never going to like moving 10 minutes a day, you might be surprised. You might really enjoy it after a while.
Yeah, it's amazing, because personally, myself, I fast 4 times a year for a pretty extended period on a cleansing fast. And, you know, it's a lemon juice and so forth. It's not a pure water fast. But I have found that that has totally changed my life. And it's not going to be for everybody. But for me, that is, like, really important. And if I miss a season where I do not do that, I can feel a definite change in my energy level immediately. So, you know, for everyone, they have to find what's right for them, I think. But with someone like you to guide them, it's really great, because it makes them, that whole discovery process, a fun process, you know?
Yeah, I do know. I think you're a wise woman.
Well, you know. Thank you. And you know, the wisdom you're sharing with us today is just, like, so important to our vitality, which is one of the most important aspects of everything else we do. If the vitality and the energy is there, then, you know, everything else comes so much easier. So how do you hope that your book and the message that you're getting out so beautifully, you know, globally, will inspire others?
Well, I'm hoping to involve families. I think it starts with the mom or the woman who is head of the household. But then when she models it and her family starts taking action and families start going for bike rides together and eating more healthy, it trickles down to everybody in the family. And it's just one person at a time. I actually have a family that I'm helping, which a mom and dad and two teenagers. And I think the teenagers are instituting more changes in the household and at a faster rate than the parents are. And it's a beautiful thing. The teenagers are driving the household to become healthier.
You know, it's very interesting that you should mention that because I spent 8 years of my life being a vegetarian. And during that time, I met some other vegetarians, and there were some people that I met where their families, even though they weren't vegetarian, they honored the child's desire to become vegetarian when they were at very, very young ages. And it really had a huge impact on the health of the whole family. Not that vegetarianism is something that everyone should subscribe to or would be attracted to, but you know, I found that that was so incredible when children sometimes make choices at young ages, and that's respected, and it can impact the whole family. Have you seen that happen too?
I have seen it happen too, and I've actually seen families decide to adopt Meatless Mondays, where the whole family takes a day of the week, and Monday is a great day to start a habit, where you take a whole day and you don't eat any meat. And you just, you know, and you just feel more energetic and more alive. And it's, you know, it's not necessary to eat meat 7 days a week. And students have actually started it and told me that their parents are now doing a Meatless Monday. And their parents are actually packing healthy snacks. The students are packing snacks to eat during the school day. I always had an elementary school program where the students can eat whenever they wanted. We always had water at our desk, and the students have a lunch bag that's insulated, and they can just grab a snack whenever they want to. And it's really, really very healthy for anyone to graze, especially children. And now they're noticing that their parents are starting to pack a bag and not going to the vending machines as much. So I just love it. It doesn't really matter who starts it, whether it's grandma, the student, or the adult mom or dad. It's just beautiful.
It really is. So how do you hope that your work and your book will really, really inspire others globally from the standpoint? I know we talked a little bit about the change in habits, but is there like a bigger vision or like a legacy you'd like to leave with the work that you're doing?
Oh, boy. I guess is that it just really takes a small change to make a lifetime of healthy habits and a healthy life. And you really don't have to, you don't have to take a nutrition class. You don't have to do activities that are not pleasant. You can do movement that is joyful, like jumping, listening to music, singing and dancing. You know, it doesn't have to be. Sometimes I think people think exercise has to be terrible. It has to be running on a hot day and, you know, on black asphalt. You know, it doesn't have to be that hard. You could find something that you enjoy. It could be fun. I think that would be the legacy that I would want. To just living a healthy life is a good thing. It feels good to have more energy. It feels good not to be carrying an extra 20 pounds. I know, I did that. At 40 years old, I decided I didn't want to carry an extra 15 to 20 pounds, so I did something about it. And I think if I could do it at 40 and start a yoga class and start exercising and start eating right, then anybody can do it, because really I didn't have a lot of energy. I was a thin person walking around without a lot of energy, and then I slowly let the weight creep up a little bit, and I just decided at 40 that this something's not right here. It took me 5 years to touch my toes in a yoga class. I just went every week. I started going once a week, and then I went twice a week. Then I went three times a week. I have found a really good teacher. That's, I think, really important, to find a good mentor, a teacher, a friend to help you through the transition, through the journey. Find a lot of good books, read good magazines, listen to great shows like yours. It's not hard if you take one step at a time. If you overdo it, you're going to be back to square one again.
Yeah, that's really important. And so many times we either want to go 100% immersion or not at all, and it usually never works. It's like our New Year's resolutions, they often don't last long because they're maybe, you know, as you say, they're not easing us into, with grace, a life that can really be amazing and beautiful.
I read a great article right around the New Year's that it said instead of making New Year's resolutions, every couple of months complete the sentence, I am the kind of person who. And this has really helped me. And I always tell people not to make resolutions or not to try to change anything like completely right away. So for me, I was having trouble getting to classes on time or just always rushing around when I really should have left a little bit more time to get to the dentist or to the post office. And I just said, I am the kind of person who is not rushing to get to where she needs to be. And that has helped me slow down so much. I didn't make a resolution. I didn't promise it to anybody. I just said I would like to be that kind of person, the kind of person who's in class, her yoga mat is rolled out. It just seemed so ridiculous to me. I'd be rushing to yoga. I'd be rushing to relax. And what am I doing? Why am I setting myself up for that? And that has helped me so much. And I never told anybody about it until I put it in my book. But people started noticing that I would show up on time and that I would be more relaxed and more present without rushing around as much. And that's what I suggest instead of resolutions.
That is really, really powerful, and really powerful from the standpoint, too, because I think it has an impact, don't you, on like your level of integrity. If you made a commitment, even if it's just to yourself, to be at yoga and you start putting a lot of things in the place of it, or it can be anything. It doesn't have to be yoga, but whatever. And you put a lot of things in the place of that where it makes you rush, makes you late, then to me, it weighs heavy on the level of integrity and what I promise myself, the commitment to myself too.
I agree. I think I think that's what kept me sticking with it, because of the integrity and the commitment. And even though I didn't tell anybody, I still committed it to myself. And I didn't write it down, and I didn't start. I think I started this around March, and then it's just, you know, something that I keep up with. And I didn't start it January 1st. I don't think you have to start a New Year's resolution January 1st. If you start a resolution on a specific day, then I don't know, it's just too much pressure.
Yeah. I think you're right. That's such an important point that you're making, Sid, really important point. So tell me, I imagine there are a lot of things, but what comes first and foremost to your mind if I ask you the question, what inspires you?
What inspires me? So many different things. There's so many wonderful women in my life who do so many dynamic things for themselves, their family, and other people. I think people who are not afraid inspire me. People who do things just out of the box. I love creative thinkers. I really admire them.
Yeah, and that creativity, what I love about that, what you just said, is that creativity is, you know, a connection to the world, and all of our creativity is a little bit different in our makeup, and so only we can really contribute that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about what you do, Sid, is that you allow us the tools and the information to be able to contribute in a 100% way energetically. And that is so, so important in our contribution, because we're the only one that can make our contribution to the world. So what you're doing is so, so important to have people be able to make the contribution, not just live fully for themselves, but also for the contribution that they give to the world.
Well, thank you. I think that everyone came to this planet to contribute. And I definitely am a teacher. I was in the classroom. I was a school principal. I'm a writer, which I think is just really being an educator. And there's a lot of things that I don't do well, but I really have realized, and I think that's one thing I realized when I wrote my book, Vicki, that I can take something that's a hard topic and make it easier. I taught mathematics and science for 16 years, and then I was a school principal. So I took a lot of hard concepts and made them easier, and that really is what I came down to this planet, came to life to do. And I think when people are doing what they were meant to do. It just works out, and they're just passionate about it. And there's so many things that I was not meant to do that other people are. And I think as I get older, I seem to admire people who just trust their instinct and follow their path and do something that even if it takes guts or even if their family's saying, you know, that's not the crazy, that's a real crazy idea. That's not the sanest idea. And they do it anyway. It's so amazing.
Oh, it really is. So you have got so much going on in this energetic being that you are. What's next for you, Zed?
I am working on a book called All Day Success. And I'm also working on a collaborative project that I promised I would not talk about to another writer friend of mine. So I think there's more writing coming up. There's still more conferences. I'm doing about 2 or 3 conferences a year just for women, and then the rest of the year I do conferences that are just health and wellness talks for men, women, families. I adore both kinds of things where I work with men and women, and where I just work with women. The women's crowds are fun because the women have their own special energy and special concerns. And I think there's more of the same. I am headed to the Swiss Alps at 55 years old. I try to do a big adventure at least every 5 years. So at 50, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with 5 crazy women. And the Swiss Alp trip is coming up, and that will be with 12 women. And we're really excited about that.
Oh, my gosh. So what are you planning to do with the Swiss Alp trip?
We will be hiking. I don't think we're climbing to the top of anything. I think we're just doing a lot of day hiking, a lot of exploring, a lot of camaraderie. But I don't know. I made my reservations. I paid for everything. And there are 3 women that are arranging the whole thing, and I don't have a clue. I just know where to show up and what to bring. And I love not knowing. I think I'm so excited about the trip for so many different levels because it keeps me going, keeps me moving my body, keeps me eating healthy because I want to really be strong when I do that trip. But I have no idea the details.
Oh, that is so fantastic about just going on faith, knowing you want to be there and you need to be there, and just going on faith that it's going to work well. And I hope for you that if you start getting cold, that you'll run into St. Bernard's from the St. Bernard Hospice with a cask of brandy.
That's a great image. I really have. There's a lot of things that I know about myself, and one thing I know is that I really have no problem in the cold. I live in a very warm climate. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. But when I do these adventures like Mount Kilimanjaro and the Swiss Alps, I think because of all my physical activity, my circulation has become so amazing. The side effects, if you will, I don't know, side effects is probably not the right word, but when you start eating well and exercising consistently, your skin, your blood clots better, you have better circulation, you just sleep like a baby. It's just great how things just kind of fall into place when you take care of your food and your exercise and your sleep and your mental outlook. You get a lot of other benefits.
Oh, that is so fantastic. So you've shared so much in the way of good information with us today, Zed, but I'm sure there are so many that would like to learn more about what you share with the world. Do you have a website where they can go to learn more from you?
I do. My website is called alldayenergy.com, and there's a hyphen between the all and the day, so it's alldayenergy.com, or they can go to sidhoffman.com, and I'm happy to help people write questions to me all the time, and I'm happy to respond as soon as I can.
Oh, that is so wonderful and really generous of you. So thank you so much for sharing the information and sharing access to you. And if anyone would like to learn more about our Expert Insights family of opportunity, including our book publishing, magazines, broadcast, and communities, you can go to getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And we will be happy on that website to share all the information about opportunities there. Sid, thank you again so much for your time and just the wealth of information you shared with us today.
Thank you, Vicki. It's my pleasure.